Hello, Ezra. Taking in the band festival, be ye? Yes, I just donated 2 bits to help the boys get their new instruments. Why, 2 bits wouldn't buy a proper wind for a piccolo. Not with Cy Higgins playing on it. Takes more than 2 bits to get his heart sight of breath stacking. There's that old maid, Lettice Billings, selling chances for drawing things at 10 cents a chance. If it's a chance to draw her, she ought to give them away. She's a laying for you, Ezra. Why, got a lot of hens at home that need doing that.
Oh, Mr. Boggs, do take a chance on this crazy quilt donated by Granny Graham.
Crazy quilt? Yes, Granny was crazy when she started it and what when she got through from the looks of the quilt.
At least come to the gypsy camp and have your fortune told. Only 10 cents.
Go on, Ezra. I did. She told me to beware of Alicia and a certain dark lady that was going to propose marriage to me. Dark lady? Maybe she meant Judge Hanson, that colored cook.
The band is motioning for you to come on the stage, Mr. Ball.
Yes, I promised to make a speech. Excuse me. Friends and neighbors, I was once the leader of this here band, and they say that I could toot louder than anybody in this here county.
He can blow his own horn pretty loud, yes.
Howsomever, we hope that the band will make enough tonight to get their uniform, caps, and coats. They can go without their pants a while. Hey, do you mean that as a bare fact, Ezra? Hiram Hicks, you're out of order. Ain't never been taking sulfur and molasses all spring. But I see the band is anxious to play, so I'll stop talking.
That's the best thing he's said yet.
I will now introduce our band, the only rival of the Great Soldiers Band, who will now play a tune in our Italian language.
Call that great music, you're heavenly.